Well, there's Facebook and there's Twitter, but we have another way for you to meet some new people. It involves wine. And with us now live is the wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, back after his, shall I say, long vacation.
extended leave.
Yeah, with our wine of the week. Scott, tell us about this social network of
wine. Bob, it's good to be back. And I have to say, when you are a stranger in a strange land, one of the great ways to meet new people is to open a bottle of wine. And somehow they just come out of the woodwork. We did this when we were on vacation. We asked some friends of ours to invite people over for dinner who are interested in learning a little bit about wine or shared a passion of wine. I set a theme, and I have to say, it was a success. We met seven new wonderful people, and all we really had to do was just extend the invitation and say, hey, anybody out there interested in wine, come on by. We're going to open up some bottles and let's make friends.
Now, does everyone bring a bottle of wine or you supply the wine?
They did. What I did was I set the theme and asked everybody to bring a bottle to share.
Okay.
And it was a blast. We had some really great wine. I'm going to talk about a couple in a second here. But what was really spectacular about this was the evening started off a little slow, and within, you know, of course, within half an hour of the wine being open,
right.
We were all fast friends, and we vowed to do it again.
No surprise there.
So tell us about some of the wines that brought all of you together.
Well, the theme I set was Rhone varietals, and somebody brought a Viognier, which is a traditional white Rhone varietal, and this one is made by, it's the 2009 Seven Hills Viognier Talcott Vineyards from Columbia Valley of Washington State. This was delightful. It had this really fragrant scent of orange blossoms, beeswax. Yes, I said beeswax and honey on the nose. It was captivating, but the flavors of orange rind and tropical fruits, it's kind of had this sort of creamy peach notes in there. And all it's supported by bright acidity. One of the guests of the evening said it reminded him of his creamsicle of his youth. A really interesting analogy there. $20.
All right. Well, as they say, you got your whites and you got your reds. So what about the reds?
Well, we went big on the reds. We started the evening with a 2005 Igigal Chateau Neuf de Pape. Now, that's from the southern Rhone region of the Rhone Valley in France. A red wine. It has a ton of different grapes in there. I think this thing had like 19 different grape varietals in there, but predominantly Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. And it had dark cherry, red color, the spicy nose of smoked cedar, which I really like in this wine, and a touch of cigar tobacco on the nose. But then the palate was really light styled, offered a lot of complex flavors of black cherry, dark plum, a little note of saddle leather. So it was kind of fun. And then the pretty finish is round and soft and memorable, really nice smoky notes on the end. Little pricey, $40, but hey, somebody else brought it.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't have to shell it out. Wow, that sounds great. Thanks, Scott. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Don't forget to check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. All you have to do is search Wine of the Week.